discussed now, but I see Madame Ochoa's flag up. No, okay, okay, okay. So one possibility would be just to say some members, however, expressed a contrary view. That was your minimalistic approach. The second one, I have to confess, I didn't write down, but it continued somehow. And then we had the proposal of Mr. Fourteau, which I confirm it was the same one, or almost the same one he already made last week, because I had it noted down, and it would be to explain, and just for the substance, that, and I think that's the difference, it's explaining that the resolutions of international organizations are for some members, or should not be considered as subsidiary means for some members, because they are rather part of the process of interpretation or formation of international law. So I think that's the point that is where some members have a different view, that we should not include, and I say we because I was also of that that view, but I say this again in my personal capacity, not include resolutions of international organizations because they are instead not a question of subsidiary means, not part of subsidiary means, but they are relevant for, or they are part of the process of interpretation or formation of international law. And I hope this helps also in terms of translation of what Mr. Fourteau was trying to say by his proposal. So now we have to decide which of the formulations we want to go for. The minimalistic, or the maximalistic, but please, the special rapporteur.
Thank you very much, Madam Chairperson. I have a couple of points. One is I don't have any major concern to reflect a more fulsome explanation as suggested by Mr. Fourteau. I would want to, however, take a run at formulating that.